told you it was going to fly right.
Let's call the meeting to order for May 7th, 2015. Do I have a motion for approval of the minutes?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And that passes. Old business, Laura.
For the project update, we're going to start off with the City of Evansville's Washington Avenue, 2nd Street, Parrott Street area improvement. A second public meeting was held April 30th to discuss the preliminary design, and a preliminary field check meeting was held on May 1st. On page 3 for Vandover County's Green River Road widening project from Millersburg Road to Kansas Road, the project is now 82% complete as the contractor continues to add fill to the center of the new roadway as weather permits. And for the Heckle Road widening project from Green River Road to Oak Hill Road, comments received from the public meeting are currently being reviewed. Utility coordination is underway. And skipping to page 5 for the City of Henderson, Sand Lane Safe After School project, the notice to proceed with the amendment, with the advertisement for the bids has been issued by KYPC. Those are all the updates that I have.
Any questions for Laura? Thank you very much. Fiscal year 2016-29 TIP approval. Mr. Craig.
Mr. Craig. Yep, we have been here a few times with you as we went through this process, and Lori has one copy of the final draft TIP there in front of her that she can pass around to you. You've seen the prior draft to you again last month, and last month we had a public comment period and some public meetings throughout the community. We had one formal public comment that you'll see there in your memo addressing a City of Evansville project that we've spoken to. From the draft to the existing TIP that you see there in front of you for final adoption, we've had some minor changes that are summarized there in the memo, mainly revising some funding splits for some assorted projects, adding some projects, minor projects that have come in to the process here recently requested by NDOT, and some bikeway signage over in Henderson, revisions to the projects coming down the line for the Pigeon Creek drinking fountains and the sign replacement program over in Newburgh, bumping them from the existing fiscal 15 into 16, which puts them into the new TIP. So those are the really only significant changes from the draft to the current one that we have there. If you have any questions, I can certainly answer those. Yes, Russell?
What is the project next?
That is a project that is, I believe, a bus washing station that they're going to add to their, the John Street maintenance facility. Is that correct?
So they're going to add to what they've already got. It's not something new.
It's a project that they've had on their planning radar for a while. I think actually it was in an existing, maybe a 15-year in their current plans. They're not doing it then. They've elected to defer that to the fiscal year that we say fiscal 17. So essentially it's deferring a project that's kind of where they are now, pushing it out. And that wasn't indicated in the draft because we thought it was already going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
Yeah, just the public comment for the roundabout,
mm-hmm.
Is that a TIP project? Because, it's not listed on the front of the page.
That's a project that is, there's no change from the draft.
So these are only updates.
Yeah, those are the changes. We've been through the draft that's been there. These are things that have changed since we saw it last month in the draft. That project is in the TIP. My understanding is we've, as it says in our response, we've passed that on to him, indicated the additional opportunity for the meeting that was down at Parrott Street the other night. My understanding is that he has had some further discussion with that. I haven't personally spoken to him, but DMD staff had indicated that he's more comfortable with the project right now, and obviously Brent Schmidt, the city engineer's office, is available to talk to him about that.
How big is the elm tree? Anybody know?
Big, according to the comment, right?
I know. I mean, I don't know. Is there any way around?
I'm not sure.
I have to drive over there and look.
Yeah. My understanding, again, I think that his concerns have been addressed, or he's more comfortable with the project. I think he, you know, obviously that's something that he is concerned about, the elm tree, which maybe is still a concern, but that was, I heard anecdotally that he was more comfortable with the project now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm looking for a motion to approve this.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign for nay. Motion passes. New business, Carrie.
In your packets, you have our proposed fiscal year 2016 Evansville MPO budget. The budget trend sheet and a sheet explaining the changes in budget from the previous year. These are the same values that were approved last month for the fiscal year 2016 UPWP. There are no increases in local shares from the previous 5 years, except for Warrick County, in which they have been notified in advance of the change and given an exclamation Y. So this is for review for this month. We're going to come back next month for approval for this. The only major change that we have is for our special projects we received, we're now administering the FTA 5310 program, and this is where non-for-profits come to us and apply for funds to purchase vehicles. So, for example, ARC just received one of the vehicles, and now we're administering it, so we have to pay the federal share through 5310 funds, but there's no local shares that we're paying with that. We're just administering that. So that's just the major change for this year as opposed to in the previous years. And then, as always, if you look on the very last page, it's the legal sheet. At the very bottom, I broke out the consultant expenses. So these are all the expenses that are paid for special projects, and they're not operating expenses. And then the last, it says operating subtotal. Those are operating costs, and those are the trends since 2010, as you can see. And I'd be happy to answer any questions, or if you have any questions in the next month, please contact our office.
Any questions at this time for Carrie? And you'll be requesting approval for this next month.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. TIP amendments.
All right. We just had approval for the fiscal 16 through 19 TIP, but we actually will have a period of time where the existing 13 through 16 TIP is still current until we get final approval from our federal and state partners on that. So we need to make sure that this existing one stays current, and with that in mind, we have some amendments, primarily from our transit partners, correcting some information there and making them most current. So METS had several. Highway 41 North Route Operating Assistance, adding that project for fiscal 16 that we're just wrapping up so that they can pay those that operating assistance. Purchase of a diesel transit bus, also in fiscal 15. Section 5307 Urbanized Area Formula Grant, their major grant program there, revising just the final budget figures for that project. 5339 Bus and Bus Facilities Grant, adding, again, fiscal 15, a partially funded bus fare box upgrade project. I won't belabor you with the specifics of the dollar figures on those projects, although if you have any questions, I can speak to those. Moving on from there, HART, also they were revising their fiscal 5307 final budget figures for fiscal 15, as well as their 5339 bus and bus facilities grant for fiscal 15 as well. And any questions on the transit amendments? If not, I'll proceed to the City of Henderson request, and they were adding their City of Henderson Bike Route Phase 2 project, which is roadway signage and pavement markings as described in the Henderson Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan, and adding that for fiscal 16.
Would you like those voted on all as a group or individually?
We usually do them as a group.
All right, then. I'm looking for a motion to
move
approve.
For approval.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Thank you.
And then you have some information for us.
I do. Administrative modifications are more minor changes to the TIP that actually are processed again administratively there by the staff. And we had two that were done April 6th and April 24th just to clean up some projects. The first, Oak Grove Road in Warwick County, Phase 2, road widening project, Libert Road to Bell Road. We revised the description to include some locational references and make a minor adjustment to the funding cost split for that project. And the second was Watham Lane Bridge Replacement Project over in Henderson. And that one as well, we were revising the PE schedule in fiscal 15, essentially just revising the schedule for right-of-way and utilities also, and the construction from fiscal 15 to illustrative 17, where we'll pick it back up in the new TIP for that project.
Any questions for Craig on that? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Laura has some information for us on subdivisions.
Okay, I have two subdivisions today. The first one is for the City of Evansville. It is Waterstone at Green River. This would be on the north side of Lynch Road between Green River Road and Burkhart Road, where the intersection, where Cullen intersects currently, and there's a signal there. Our recommendations is that the traffic impact study needs to be updated and submitted for approval. That full access to all lots should be as far north of the Cullen-Lynch intersection as possible. That cross-access agreements and interconnections should be made for lots 1 and 2, which were on the east side of Cullen, I believe, and 3 and 4, which are on the west side of Cullen, in order for them to share approved access locations. And that any request to waive sidewalks should be accompanied by an alternative plan to accommodate active modes of transportation. Are there any questions about that one?
I don't see any.
Okay.
All right.
The second one is Bellevue Subdivision. This is in Warwick County. It's a 113-lot residential subdivision at the southwest corner of Telephone Road and Bell Road. Our recommendation is that the access management manual guidelines indicate that auxiliary lanes are warranted, and that sidewalks should be installed in preparation for future connections. I believe that Bell Road is slated for improvements right now, maybe in 2035 in the long-range plan, and so they would require to be in compliance with the complete streets policy.
Any questions for Laura at all? All right, thank you very much. I'm looking for an approval of Bill's motion.
So moved.
Second. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Do we have any public comments today? I would like to thank Sayed and Laura for traveling to the big city of Newburgh to give us some further information on our roads, and that was very much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed the trip. Any further business? I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you so much.